G'day guys, it's Jacob from the Tripod. If you're unfortunate enough to recognise me, you may have followed throughout the season. We've done 5 years of NRL tips where we break down every game from a punting perspective, and I'm proud to say that 2019 was another very successful year on the punt. And I know it's been a couple of weeks since you've seen my mug, luckily for you. Since the grand final, which we, ended the season with a bang, and we recapped that and we've decompressed. But of course, if you didn't know, there's actually a World Cup on this weekend, and I'm not talking about 15 aside, but we've got Rugby League Nines World Cup taking place in Sydney Friday night and Saturday. And Alex and I discussed, this tournament. Should we share some thoughts? Should we share some plays? People think that we can magically just pull best bets out of a hat. It's not that simple. There's principles you can apply to any sport to try and find value and make money for punters, but you do have to have that fundamental, understanding and knowledge of the games, the way that it's played, the players. And, you have to understand that Rugby League Nines is a pretty new sport, very unfamiliar amongst the teams, and it's going to be unpredictable for that reason. So, and I also think the games can be highly variable. So we kind of said, well, it's going to be hard. You have to know your limitations. We weren't sure if we, could break it down to the level of NRL. But at the end of the day, I kind of said, what are we not going to punt on a Rugby League Nines World Cup? It's going to be entertaining as hell. We're going to want to bet on it if we can. So I'm going to share my thoughts on this tournament. I'm not going to do game-specific breakdowns. I'm as eager as anybody to start watching the games tomorrow night, and we'll see how they play out. And there could be value we find along the way, which we'll share in the Tripod group and the Tripod app. But I've got some overall, thoughts, and I'll just introduce the tournament to those who haven't, read into it too much or haven't looked at it too much, but very excited for this tournament to get underway. As I said, it's at Wankbest Stadium tomorrow, and it's just, it's going to be fast and furious. It's 9 minute halves, obviously nine aside, a couple of extra wrinkles in there with the rules. We know it's going to be high scoring relative, even in a short game, relatively high scoring to how many times teams get the ball. And we've got a lot of quality players, especially quality NRL players, taking part. So we, deep dive and dissect the NRL as much as anybody. So, I've got my opinions on the way these teams are made up, and see if we can find some value for you guys. So what I'm going to do is actually start with Pool C. So there are three pools with four teams each. So 12 sides, a top four is going to progress. So the top two sides in Pool A, and then winner of Pool B, winner of Pool C. So actually, I want to start with the most intriguing pool, which is Pool C, the Pacific pool. This is Samoa, Tonga, Fiji, and the Cook Islands. And I've got to be honest, I love the way they set the draw up. You can talk about pure fairness. You should see the top, four sides or whatever, each in their own pool. But I prefer to get more competitive footy, and I love that we get all the Pacific rivalry games here. And, this is a really tough pool to split, but I think I do know who's going to win this one. I'm going to put Cook Islands to the side. I'm not going to talk too much about the teams that don't have a lot of NRL talent. It's a shame that they don't have Charles Nicol-Klokstad in this side. This was the first time we ever saw him, really playing a full game. I know he dipped his toe in the NRL with the Warriors, but then playing a test for the Cook Islands, he's actually chosen to be eligible for New Zealand. So I'll talk about him later. He's had a hell of a season. They've got a couple of NRL players, got guys like Alex Glenn, and good luck to them, but I don't see them really having a chance to win this pool. So it's really a three-horse race. Let's start with Fiji. And of course, in nines, what are we expecting? Speed, space. And, Fiji, we see what they do in rugby sevens. They just have this natural athleticism to really prosper in a tournament like this. The big guns on this side, Mike Asivo, arguably the best probably winger in the NRL in 2019. Vunivalu, hopefully he's recovered from his injuries over in Bali. Wes Nagwama, back from the Super League. Wonga Blake. And then, up front, Kikau. It takes four guys to tackle him in the NRL, so that's going to be a problem. And, they're a little short on playmakers, but you do have Api Korosau, who's going to be pulling the strings there. It's a quality team. As I said, you have to respect, those speed and tackle breakers in that side. Move to Tonga. This is a very different makeup of a team. Their strength is absolutely the forward pack. I mean, Asiata, ball-playing forward. We saw him play a bit of seven at the Cowboys. That didn't really work, but you do need ball-playing forwards for sure. Ofengaui made an Origin debut, and, of course, Andrew Fifita, Tevita Pangai Jr., and Taumalolo. You know, I talked about how Kikau's hard to tackle. Well, you know, these aren't the fastest players, but they are pretty mobile. They've got pretty good motors. And if you can, you know, draw three tacklers and then offload, that's as good as having speed. So they do have a little bit of speed outside in Robert Jennings and Malachi Witeni-Zelezniak. And they're probably also missing playmakers, I would say. And, you know, I wonder if that team will be limited because they don't have as many speedster outside backs and as many quality playmakers, even though they've just got massive forwards and awesome quality, you know, world-class forwards. I can't wait to see how they go, but I don't pick Tonga to win this pool. The side I picked to win, Pool C, is going to be Samoa. So I want to talk about the talent they've got. I mean, Marion Seve, Nofaluma, Lafai, BJ Leilua, Luciano Leilua, Brian To'o, Michael Cheekham. You got forwards, you got Leota, Danny Levi, and the key man, I think, who could be the difference in these games is Jerome Luai. I think he's obviously playing behind a couple of origin level halves at Penrith. I don't think people, a lot of like kind of your, he's not really a household name. Your average fans may not realize the talent this kid has. I think he could be starting in the halves of most NRL sides, and I think he'll really flourish in a competition like this. Obviously, they're going to miss Anthony Milford. You'd love to have him, but I still think it's such a complete team. No, they don't have the speed of Fiji. They don't have quite the power of Tonga. But I think they have the balance. And I think while you want to open sides up and, you know, score long-range tries, if you can turn sides away here and there and defend, I just think this side across the board has more depth, more NRL talent. So I'm giving out a tip now. I'm going to say at $3 odds for Samoa to win Pool C. You can get that on Neds or Ladbrokes. I would grab that, I reckon. I said it's a three-horse race, but I do favour Samoa. Now, on Friday night, so tomorrow night, they open up playing against Fiji. So, fair to say, the winner of that game probably wins Pool C and gets through and plays the winner of Pool A, which, you know, is Australia or New Zealand. I'll get to that. But I think that it will be Samoa beating Fiji and winning this group. Let's move to Pool B. We'll be quick with this one. We've got England, France, Wales, and Lebanon. So you're kind of your European, Middle Eastern group. And look, I'll just touch on England because I think they cakewalk through this one. Tom Burgess, James Graham, Elliot Whitehead, some solid forwards there. Good outside backs. Tompkins, who has played NRL. Ryan Hall, who had a cup of coffee with the Roosters this season. Jermaine McGilvery, I think, is really quality, exciting outside back. And they've got some playmakers too. I mean, a guy who's not English, to be fair, in Blake Austin. But we know Blake Austin has had a couple of good years in the NRL as well before he moved to Super League. And I think he was player of the season or in amongst it with the voting. Gareth Widdop, always been a massive fan. And George Williams, I'm really good to get, you know, a first glimpse at him on Aussie soil. This is the halfback that's highly touted that's going to come across and play for the Raiders next year. And if that Raiders side can improve, I talked about on the grand final recap, that they can maybe throw their body in front of the Roosters winning three in a row. But to digress, I mean, yeah, I really like the makeup of this England side. I tipped Samoa to win Group C. I actually still think Samoa is probably the fourth best side at this World Cup. I think England is the third best, and the group that they're in with France, Wales, Lebanon, they'll get the advantage of being able to try things out and being able to build towards the semi-finals. They're definitely going to win this group, and they're going to be in a semi-final. They'll go up against second place in Pool A. Let's move to Pool A, where it's Australia, it's New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, and USA. I'll give an honourable mention to Papua New Guinea here. You know, I said I love the draw, but if there's one team that got screwed by this draw, it is PNG, because, you know, if they were in a different group, I'd give them a real chance. I think that the style of play could really suit PNG, where almost all the players have the same build, all got incredible motors, and they can all move around. You know, they don't carry a huge amount of size, but they're, you know, very powerful and still pretty fast players. A lot play together in the Queensland Cup, and we've seen a few breakthrough into the NRL. But they just won't have the class to match it with Australia and New Zealand. I can't see them. They'd have to pull an upset in one of those two games against, you know, the Kangaroos or the Kiwis. Then they'd still be an underdog in the semi. They'd have to upset somebody there. And then they'd have to pull an upset in the final. I don't see three big underdog upsets. I said before, this competition will be highly variable and unpredictable, but it's still unlikely that you can pull, you know, three big upsets. So if we rule out Papua New Guinea, we get an opening match of Australia versus New Zealand. Let's start with the Kiwis. They got a quality side. I like the side they've named here. Izako, Marmelo, who, if you didn't think Sivo was best winger in the comp this year, it was probably Kenny Marmelo. Nicol Klokstad touched on before, great year. Remus Smith up and coming. X factor in this team, Bailey Simonson, of course, got a lot of game time with the Raiders. And what I find interesting about him is he's got a rugby sevens background. He's actually represented New Zealand in sevens. I feel like he can bring a couple tricks in here. He's going to be very well suited to this style of footy. They got mobile forwards in Joe Tapene, Hauira Naira, and Nikora Proctor. So that's what you want in this style. And they got the playmakers too. You know, Sean Johnson, I know, is injury plagued of recent years, but if he's, you know, if he's firing, he's deadly, especially in this form of the game. Dylan Brown is also going to be exciting in this. Nikorima, Marshall King. So it's a crying shame that they don't have, you know, maybe my favorite player in Roger Tuivasa-Sheck in this team, because then I would actually be seriously considering that they could win this. Of course they can, but I don't think that they have quite the class of the Aussies. So let's move to the Aussies now. And if you didn't know, I'll name, you know, the key players in this Aussie side. Let's start with the speed. Adokar Papenhuyzen. I should say I'm actually really thankful Papenhuyzen recovered from that gruesome injury he got trying to stop a try against the Roosters in the prelim. Honestly, a dead set looked like a broken jaw, but it must have just got split on the chin and maybe a concussion. He's good to go. And, I don't think he's quite, you know, superstar, like guaranteed to get picked Origin next year or anything. But I just think in this format, yeah, just give him the ball. He doesn't know how to pass yet, but he probably doesn't need to. Guys that can play make, you know, beat you, you know, with their hands or their feet is Gutho and Kalen Ponga. After copping a bit of criticism the last kind of few weeks of the season, I think get him back in the Kangaroos camp and let him play make, and he's made for, you know, a sport like this in an abbreviated format. So I can't wait to watch him go around. And then you've got to love the forwards as well. Jai Arrow, Frizzell, Wade Graham, Dave Fifita. Like, again, you talk about mobile guys who can make one-on-one tackles. These are guys who are rep players. I think they will be serious. I should say as well, you've got a couple more rep players. I know a couple of these guys are maligned, but DCE and Ben Hunt as well as your kind of your playmakers, which you do need to. But I said, like, Ponga and Gutho can ball play as well. Quite a few of these guys can. And, you know, this is boring, but I'm picking Australia to win. And I will give out another best bet. I think Australia at $1.80 to win this tournament. You can get that on Ned's, Ladbrokes, Unibet. I hate to go the chalk, but I think they're guaranteed to get through to the semi, and I don't see them getting beaten. And there's a few kind of hidden factors. I just think, like, they lost to New Zealand last year in a test match. You got Mal Meninga coaching. Like, they play for them. They're not going to turn up for a holiday. These guys are, you know, either players who have played at rep level or aspiring to play at rep level. Majority of this squad has already been across to Suva and played a test, or, you know, played the PM's 13 against Fiji. So they even spoke about getting some preparation in over in Fiji and getting the squad together. So I think they take it seriously enough, especially like any time they wear that jersey, Mal has, you know, instilled that pride in them. And I just think that that level of class and game breakers, you know, I talked a little bit before about the different rules. Like, there's a 5-point try if you score under the post, things like that. You're more likely to get tries like that when you get your long-range tries. And I just, you know, can't we all see guys like Papenhuyzen, Adokar, Ponga streaking away for some long-range tries? So, you know, again, it's a bit unpredictable. I've said, you know, I've never watched a World Cup of Rugby League Nines, so I'm kind of leaning my assessments based on what I've seen of NRL Nines. And back when we had NRL Nines tournaments, you had a reasonably level playing field of talent, and, you know, you had to wonder which teams took it more seriously, because the NRL Nines was just part of their preseason. But, like, does a team like the Melbourne Storm spend 3 days prepping for a Nines tournament and, you know, doesn't send their best players? And other side, do they spend, you know, 3 weeks preparing for it? So at this World Cup, I'm assuming everyone is prepared and everyone's going to have a red hot crack. But there are talent disparities. And I do think ultimately, yeah, the Kangaroos get it done. You're not going to feel dumb having Australia at $1.80. It will take something special to upset this side. And it doesn't even really matter who wins when they play New Zealand tomorrow night. I mean, you probably want to win and get the on the side of the draw of the Pacific Nations, because I don't think they're quite as threatening as England. But you come second, you're most likely playing the, you know, winner of Pool B, which is England. And obviously Australia would still be favoured no matter who they played in the semi-final. And if anything, if New Zealand upsets them tomorrow night, is New Zealand really going to be beating Australia twice? But if Australia blows New Zealand away tomorrow night, I don't think you're getting $1.80 for them to win the tournament anymore. So that's my reasoning, my logic, and my initial thoughts on this tournament. Tell us what you think. We'll be interacting. We'll post any additional plays or multis or value that we find in the Tripod app. And of course, in the Tripod group, I'll put links to both of these in this video. And guys, enjoy. It's a hell of a weekend of sport. We've got some other good specials good offers and good tips in our group. So check it out and have a cracker and enjoy the Rugby League Nines World Cup. Cheers.